All right, what's going on, everybody? I want to welcome you to this week's episode of the Sleeping Giants podcast with Mike and Terrence, presented to you by Double ETV. What's going on, Mike?
Not much, man. What's going on with you?
Yeah, man, this music, man. I was just looking at the episode we did last week earlier and thought we knocked out those clips, man, of all the projects that's out, and we're back this week with a whole new batch of music, man.
Yes, sir. Whole new batch. A lot of interesting stuff. Not as many singles as we typically do this week, but yeah, some interesting stuff. So I'm excited to talk about it.
Yeah, man. Let's start it off with Mac Hummy, Notorious, Dump Legends, Volume 2. This project here, man, you know, Mac is, you know, definitely someone who I think is a great lyricist. On this album, he had excellent bars, a lot of great soul samples, and I like a lot of the concepts he did on this particular project. Highlights for me would be Bad Hands featuring the God Fahim. To me, this song kind of, if you listen closely, it almost had like a Mos Def vibe to it, in my opinion. I also like Niggas So Good, Everybody, Source Codes, and Elijah One. But the God Fahim is all over this project, and I thought they did a good job going back and forth, and it worked. You know, like everything sounded very nice and cohesive in this project.
Yeah, I agree. I thought this was a dope project as well. From a production standpoint, some of the production was a little kind of slow to me. So I wasn't really grooving with all of the production. But I do agree that Mac Hummy is a great rapper. And him and the God Fahim did some great rapping on this project. So that was dope. Highlights for me would be Nigga So Good, Cold Milk, I'm sorry. Everybody, Source Codes, and Nan Dizzo. So yeah, this was a dope project. I would like to hear him maybe on, you know, a little bit of different production, kind of maybe some stuff more similar to what we heard on the God Fahim's project. I thought, you know, stuff on his project production wise, I would like to see him on more stuff like that. But regardless, I think he can rap, and I think he did a good job rapping.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys definitely check out Mac Hummy's project, and he's another one of those guys like like Conway, NBA YoungBoy. He'll definitely put out another project before the year is out. So I look forward to checking for that. Next up, man, we got Mike Dean with 423. You know, the thing I like about this project here, those people who may not be as familiar with Mike Dean, you know, he works with Kanye on every Kanye's album, just about. Mike Dean has contributed to production on there. His resume speaks for itself. Two Chainz, like everybody, Nas, a lot of people work with Mike Dean. But this project here, man, to me, is kind of a prophetic a little bit, you know, especially with everything that's going on with the AI and artificial intelligence, which is a little bit of the concept of this album. I thought the engineering was dope on it. The production was dope. If I'm not mistaken, I think The Weeknd helped in some aspect on this album as well. Maybe he executive produced it because, you know, some of these beats kind of sound like something that The Weeknd could definitely do his thing on. And I think that's his vocals, I believe, on the artificial intelligence song. But great project. Highlights for me would be Once Upon a Time, Artificial Intelligence, More Coke, Music for the Future, 118K, Earth to the Machine, and Emotionalist. But Mike Dean's production, man, it's top tier. He's great at what he does.
Yeah, I thought this was a cool project. A lot of instrumental tracks, some singing, not very much vocals on the tracks, though.
Right.
To be honest, the majority of it is kind of instrumental. And as you mentioned, there's some kind of talks about artificial intelligence. Maybe that's a voice sample or possibly from a speech that someone may have given. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But regardless, I thought the theme of the album was dope. Obviously, like you said, the mixing and the production was well done. Highlights for me will be Artificial Intelligence, More Coke, and Emotionless.
Okay. Yeah, shout out to Mike Dean. You guys, you know, definitely check for that. And like I said, a lot of your favorite tracks, you know, people may not even know his name because he's not maybe talked about as much as some of the other, you know, like producers and stuff, but he's definitely behind the scenes doing a whole lot of stuff. Next up, we got Ian Dore, Leave Me Where You Found Me. I'll let you start this one off.
All right, Ian Dore. This was an interesting project. A lot of the vibes are kind of alternative rock, kind of similar to the Start Again track that I think we covered a couple weeks ago.
Right.
So, yeah, there's a large part of that, but I think he has a great cadence. I think his lyrics are dope. And yeah, I really kind of like what he's doing, to be honest. Yeah. So highlights for me would be Do It All, Make It Right. The 10 by 3, the first time when we covered this song as a single, yeah, it was just kind of all right to me. But going back and listening to it, you know, in the scheme of the whole album, I think it kind of changed it for me. And I like it a lot more than I did initially. So that's dope. Start Again and Liar. So those are the highlights for me. And I think this is a pretty dope project.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I think he has like rock star vibes, dope melodies, and the energy from this is good. Let me ask you, in your opinion, not saying he's copying nobody or, you know, or I don't know if he was inspired by this guy or not, but does this kind of put you a little bit into maybe like a XX Tentacion type of vibe a little bit on this project?
I mean, I could see where someone would say that. To me, I think we covered an artist maybe like a week or two ago, Jaleel. Mm-hmm. And I think the song was Wicked, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
That to me feels more XXX than this. And not that I'm like an aficionado on XXX's music. I've heard, you know, a few songs, but just in the general vibe of it, that kind of felt a little more XXX to me than this. This, to me, almost feels more like kind of Juice WRLD-ish a little bit.
Okay. I can see that. Okay. Yeah, but I like the project, though. I like the energy from it. Like I say, you know, it's dope to see, you know, guys like him, Kenny Mason, people, you know, using these type of beats. Lil Yachty's last project was very rock driven as well. Highlights for me would be My Turn, Do It All, 10 by 3, Myself, Crack Another Seal, Start Again, and Liar. But yeah, it's a dope project, man, and I like what he did on it.
For sure.
All right, next up, we got Conway the Machine, Won't He Do It Again. Man, you know, this project here, it's incredible. In my opinion, you know, I mean, I like Lulu a lot. That still really stands out to me. God Don't Make Mistakes is a great project as well, but what's the other one? From a God to a King, or From a King to a God, but... I don't know, man. This may be his best project, in my opinion. I mean, it's just like the way it was put together. I think the concept of it was really good. He had great features on here. Great bars, as always. Good songs. And he showed a lot of growth on this album. But his song-making ability is really enhanced. And, you know, of course, you know, they still got some of the grimy stuff on there and a lot of the sound that we know him for working with Derringer, but you can tell over the years, you know, he's branched out and worked with other producers, and I think it's enhanced his career and enhanced his music a lot. Highlights for me would be Quarters, Kanye, featuring Goose by the Way and what's that, Drea Denoir, Water to the Wine, featuring Goose by the Way again, Jazzy and Dave East. I thought Dave East had a great verse on there. Brick Fair, Brooklyn Chop House. I like that track. I like with I like Fabulous verse, and I thought Benny went off as well. Tween Cross featuring Goose by the Way. Won't He Do It featuring Love the Genius, and Super Bowl featuring Sauce Walker and Juicy J. But incredible project. You know, he's already shot some visuals on it. So yeah, hopefully get out here and tour, man, and really promote this project. But I like what he did on it.
Dope production, like you said, dope features. If we were doing our top albums of the year list this week, this would definitely be in there for me, man. This is fire. Probably Conway's best project to date, in my opinion. Highlights for me, Monogram, Flesh of My Flesh was fire. I love the flow on that song, on that beat. Kanye, Water Twine, featuring Fabulous and Benny the Butcher. Tween Cross Tween, featuring Goose by the Way. Won't He Do It, featuring Love the Genius, and Super Bowl, featuring Sauce Walker and Juicy J. Excellent project. It's an album of the year contender for sure in my book.
Yeah. Dope. All right, man. Next up, we got IDK F65. I'll let you start this one off.
IDK, I was excited to see that he was dropping a new project, interested to see what the theme of it would be, considering the name F65. And, you know, there's obviously kind of a racing theme, a theme of driving and different things like that, that I thought was cool, even through the track names. The subject matter I thought was dope. This isn't my favorite IDK project, but what I love about him is that he's so versatile. He can make a lot of things work that a lot of other artists probably wouldn't even dare to do. So I think that that's dope about him. Highlights for me on this project would be Pit Stop, Thug Tier featuring Fat Trail, Salty featuring Nelly Choppa, Mr. Police, Paper Chaser, Radioactive, Tele Color, I'm guessing, 850 We On Top featuring Rich the Kid, Still Your Man, Up the Score featuring Benny the Butcher, and Superwoman featuring Music Soul Child. So yeah, this is a dope project, man. I like it.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. A lot of the songs I wrote down is about the same thing. I mean, a lot of songs you said, the same ones I wrote down. I definitely think You See For Yourself is a better project. But, you know, one thing I give IDK a lot of props for on this album, I think the songwriting was great. A lot of, like, versatility on here. You know, he's not just rapping, but he's doing, like, a lot of harmonies and stuff. And I thought, like, message-wise, you know, it spoke a lot about the times and stuff that's going on right now. Highlights for me would be Thug Tier featuring Fat Trail, Salty with NLE Chopper, Mr. Police, Paper Chase. Paper Chase, that's the Juvenile. Like, he took that from Juvenile. So that was dope. Radioactive, Rabbit Stew, 850 We On Top featuring Rich the Kid, Still Your Man, Up the Score featuring Benny the Butcher, and Superwoman featuring Music Soul Child.
Yeah, dope project, man.
Yeah, dope project, man. Definitely. Next up, man, we got Black Youngster, Black Sheep. You know, this project here, man, you know, rap-wise and listening to the stuff he was talking about, he's got a lot of street energy. Energy-wise, too, I guess, like, a lot of stuff that Finesse Two Times kind of raps about. You know, I kind of caught, like, the same vibe from Black Youngster as well. Only critique I have for this album, like, a lot of the production just sounded the same. Like, most of the beats just sounded like the same thing on, like, every track. But I like a lot of his bars, even though content wise ain't necessarily my bag of what he's talking about. But bar wise, I thought he was like really going off. Highlights for me would be Background, Freaky, Black Sheep, Black On It, Get That Sack, and Romantic.
Okay, this is my first Black Youngster project. So I'm honestly not very familiar with his music. I've heard a few songs, but I was interested to see, you know, what I was in store for. And I kind of agree with you on the production side. I felt like some of the songs as far as production sounded similar. And I felt like a lot of the subject matter was just kind of redundant on this one. Mm-hmm. And I don't say that to be negative, but it's just, you know, how I felt. But honestly, I don't think he's a bad rapper. I would like to see him do more songs like one specifically on here that I'll name when I get to my highlights. But speaking of that, highlights, we got Freaky. I did like that song. Black Sheep. I would like to hear him do more rapping like what he did on that track, personally. I thought he was, you know, really talking about some stuff going on in his life, some personal stuff, and I would like to see more of that. I thought he executed that very well. Back On It was a dope track. I like Hunt You as well, and Oxygen. So, yeah, those are the highlights for me.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys check out Black Sheep by Black Youngster. And last but not least, for our albums, we got Madlib, Mayhem, was it Mayhem Lauren, and DJ Muggs, Champagne for Breakfast. I'll let you start this one off.
Okay. Now, we just came off of covering Talib and Madlib Liberation 2 a couple weeks ago. Well, maybe at this point about a month and a half or so ago. But regardless, it was a dope project. And obviously, we've covered a lot of Madlib projects on the pod thus far. The Black Star project from last year as well. So I was interested to see exactly what this would sound like. And I was not disappointed at all by the production. I'm not very familiar with Mayhem Lauren at all, but I definitely thought there was some great rapping on this project. The voice and sound samples were dope, how they kind of mixed those in. Mm-hmm. There was one song, like, even where it almost kind of sounded like he was rapping it over the phone, or like, or the beat was playing like so low in the background. It was, you kind of just have to hear it. It's hard for me to really describe, but I thought that just the different mix of production, you had some kind of hardcore stuff and then you had some more smooth stuff. It made it interesting. So highlights for me are Midnight Silk, Evolution, Holographic Rhetoric featuring Hologram, African Pompano, I'm guessing that is, One of Them Ones, and Wild Salmon. So, yeah, I thought this was fire.
Yeah, great bars, definitely grimy New York rap. But like you said, you know, the samples and the production on this were like done very well. Highlights for me would be Midnight Silk, Sunday Driving, Big Money, Triple M Airlines, and my favorite track is Wild Salmon. But yeah, dope, dope project. You guys definitely check it out.
For sure.
All right, Mike, man. Next up, we got our singles, man.
Yes, sir. Let's get into it. First off, we got Belly with Ambiance. I'll let you start. I know Belly's your guy.
Yeah, I like it, man. I really like this track. The one we did last week was good, too. I think I like this one a little bit better. But, yeah, he's definitely going off, man. You know, I definitely got to check out his new project. Supposed to be produced by Hit-Boy.
Yeah, for sure. I'm actually the opposite of you on this one. I like the track from last week or two weeks ago better. Okay. Yeah, I thought that one, what was that, American Nightmare, I think?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that one better, but not that this is bad. I thought it was good, but that one was just a little stronger.
Okay.
Next, we got Atmosphere with Sterling. This was cool. It was a shorter song. Not as good as the one that we covered last week. And, you know, being a shorter song, I really didn't expect that. But I definitely thought there were some good bars on this, and I thought it was cool. So I like
it. I agree 100% with you.
Next, we have T Grizzly and Skilla Baby with Ain't Gonna Lie. I'm going to let you start.
Man, I don't want any T Grizzly fans to think like I'm trying to like disrespect his music or nothing, because I'm really not. I am a fan of his. I don't know, maybe just this collab with these two is just not working for me. I'm not really too crazy about this track. I don't know, it just kind of sounds the same. I don't know, and I have so many great expectation for him as an artist. You know, especially, you know, one of the younger guys in Detroit that's doing something. I know he can do a lot better than what he's putting out right now.
I feel it. I think a lot of that may just be subject matter. That's just an assumption. But honestly, I think this is the third one we've covered in the past couple of weeks. I actually kind of liked this one, bro. Like, there was two bars that caught my ear. And when he said, and when they said him, I was like, hold up. There was one, he said something about the Glock will give you, it's something about it'll give you lip injections. This is a Kylie Jenner Glock or something. When I heard that, especially having like battle rap, you know, background and stuff, my ears perked up. I was like, whoa.
Right.
And so I'm immediately paying attention to the song. And then the other one that I liked was, and I think Skilla Baby might have said this one, was, you only a shooter when you on the net, carry kills. And it reminded me of Kerry Kittles being on the Nets, and he was the shooting. I thought that was fire. I gotta give up for that. That's fire. I don't care. Yeah. Even if I don't like the song, that bar is fire. So
right.
This one actually kind of works a little bit better for me, man.
Okay, I got you. I mean, like I say, you know, lyrically and stuff, yeah, I give it to him. You know, maybe it's just like the production and like the just what they're talking about. But no, I mean, you know, again, I just want what's best for him. I know he can do a lot better, but that's just my opinion.
No, I feel that. Next, we have Corday with the Water Freestyle. This is fire. I got nothing else to say. Fire emojis.
Fire. I was trying to look at the video because, you know, I lived in Korea for a little bit of time. I'm not sure if this is shot in Korea or China. I couldn't really make it out, but I saw a lot of the, you know, background and stuff like that. But yeah, Corday he's definitely been on one, man, from 2-10s to I think it's another track he was featured on with somebody. Then he had the verse with MGK last week, and this is another one, man. So Corday he's killing it.
Yeah, facts. And you know, Corday is another person similar to Jack, who for their past project, the last project that they dropped, got a lot of backlash.
Right.
And it's seeming like Corday has got back in his bag, and he's showing like he's a force to be reckoned with, and I love it.
Absolutely.
Next, we have Dage Loaf with 100 million. I'll let you start.
It's okay. Not my favorite track from her.
Yeah, it's cool. It started out strong to me. But yeah, it's just cool.
Yeah.
All right. Next, we have Kane with How It Goes. Kane, a pod favorite. This is dope, obviously. Do I like this? This is probably the first time where I have to get into a conversation of do I like this as much in comparison to some of the other stuff he's dropped. And out of all the songs that we've covered, I think this is probably my least favorite, but that's not even to say that I don't like the song, because I do. I think it's a good song. I think, you know, the lyrics and the rapping is very, very strong. But out of all of them, yeah, this is probably my least favorite. But it's still fire. Yeah. So.
Right. Yeah, I actually like this one. I think it's like the harmonizing he's doing, kind of the way he did the hook on it. And I like how creative he is in his videos too. Like he has a very vivid imagination for his visuals, like the one with the girl when they was playing like, what was it chess or something like that? But yeah, he definitely thinks outside of the box. But I like this track though.
Yeah, I like it too. Like I said, it's like and I know he's supposed to have an album coming out. I think in maybe a week or two. But out of all of the singles that he's dropped, if I listed them from, top to bottom, mm-hmm. this would probably be somewhere towards the bottom. But it's still a very strong song. Mm-hmm. If this was your introduction song to Kane, I still think a lot of people would like it. So next, we have Brent Fires with Rolling Stone. I'll let you start.
Let me not speak too soon. Let me double check my list right quick. I think I can go ahead and say it. Song of the week, in my opinion. Fire.
I don't know about song of the week yet. We'll attack that later. But definitely fire. No doubt about it.
Fire, yeah.
Next, we have Trap Terrell with Marvel versus DC Part 5 Hood Version. Now, this is more in the line of what Trap Terrell does, kind of storytelling type tracks. This one is not my favorite. Now, granted, I don't know. This is part five of the Marvel versus DC series, I guess. So I'm not very familiar, obviously, with what led up to this point. But I know a lot of the other songs and kind of storytelling tracks that he's done where it's, multiple parts to the story, I thought were very well done. So I know he has a talent for that. This one I thought was just okay.
Yeah, I agree. I'm not really as crazy about this either, but I'll say this. I'll reserve judgment. I need to go back and hear 1 through 4 to maybe see if I'm missing something. And then maybe if I can hear 1 through 4, maybe kind of get the concept of what he's doing. That'd be like if you heard like Trapped in the Closet, but you heard like the scene with the dude comes home, but you missed the previous part. So I'll go back and check out 1 through 4 to kind of put it into context, what he's talking about. The video was interesting, but it was okay.
I feel it. Next, we have Tusi featuring Khalid with Favorite Song Remix. Now, I think we covered a favorite song a couple weeks ago, and obviously this is the remix featuring Khalid. Khalid's part was cool. It really just felt like an added-on part to the song that we already heard, though, right. If I'm not mistaken.
Right.
But overall, I thought it was cool. Did it add to the song, that much to where it's like, makes it that much better than what it already was? I don't really feel like. I think it's just a regular remix to me, but I thought it was cool.
Yeah, I agree. This song is pretty popular. It's cool. I liked it. I didn't think it was bad.
For sure. Next, Gucci Mane featuring Roddy Ricch and Nardo Wick with Pissy. I'll let you start.
Roddy killed this, man. Roddy was on one. Like, he went off. I thought Gucci had a good verse. And then Nardo kind of, he was more mellow than they were. It stood out because, they were a little louder and he was more mellow. But I thought it worked, I thought the track was dope. I liked it.
Yeah, I think this is dope too, and I agree with you 100%. Roddy Ricch went crazy.
Yeah, he did.
He was snapping on this. Yeah, fire.
Mm-hmm.
Next, we have Armani White featuring Friday with Proud of Me. I like this, man. I like this a lot. I'm starting to become an Armani White fan. Mm-hmm. Heard a couple songs from him that I like thus far. This adds to that list, and interested to see what he's got next. So shout out to him.
Fire emoji, fire. Very dope concept. The video was dope. Yeah, I love it, man. I like it a lot.
Facts, facts. Next, we have DaBaby with Shake Son. I'll let you start.
I've heard better from him. I've heard better. It's not bad though. I mean, I like him. I mean, I'm a fan of his. I know he took a major hit with that stuff, man. Like him being canceled, and he lost a lot of shows and stuff that he was supposed to do. So I can tell he's trying to like get back in that niche, get back in that lane, and hopefully they give him another chance, man. I mean, it's a lot. Celebrities make mistakes all the time, man. So I hope he can like, recover from what he went through. But I've heard better from him, but I know he's just kind of searching for that big record, like Suge, or another one like the other one that was like real big. But I know he's searching for something like that right now.
Yeah, this is just cool to me. The last track that we covered, where I think he was talking about being in bed with somebody's girl and then the person coming in or something like that. I
Anthony
thought that track
Hamilton.
was a lot better. Yeah, with the Anthony Hamilton on it. Yeah, I thought that track was a lot stronger. But this is all right. I mean, it kind of it's in the vein of almost like a. That French Montana rat tat tat song. It feels like just one of them type of songs that you can throw on in the club and get people to dance, you know. Next we have, yes, next we have Sleazy World Go featuring Polo G with Off the Court. I'm gonna let you start this one.
Believe it or not, I thought this was hard, man. I thought it was hard. Like I said, content-wise, not necessarily my thing, but it was hard, man. It was slapping.
I thought it was cool. It's very similar to the T. Grizzly Skillet Baby song. There were elements of this song that I definitely like and things that I liked about it. But overall, I think the song is cool. Next, we have Fireboy DML with Someone. This has kind of got like a Afrobeat, almost reggae type of vibes, so that's cool. I like that. The singing I thought was done well. Dope video. So yeah, I thought this was good.
I agree with you. I liked it. I thought the concept was dope as far as the video, and I'm not too familiar with Fireboy's music, but yeah, it definitely makes me want to hear some more music from him, and I like the track.
For sure, for sure. Next, we have Marshmello featuring Brent Faiyaz with Fell in Love. This one, Brent Faiyaz was fire again. I thought he did his thing. Beat was dope. I really got nothing negative to say about this one.
I agree, man. I love this track. I know Marshmello was huge. I ain't even gonna front, man. Like Marshmello, he did a couple tracks, but like the Jonas Brothers, that stuff was fire, man. I think Marshmello, like he produces music like very well, and most of the artists that he collaborates with, they turn out to be bangers, man. But I like this track a lot.
For sure, for
Hey,
sure.
Mike, I definitely gotta hear more stuff from Brent. Maybe we should cover an album from him or a project if he's putting out something soon, because I like his vibe.
Yeah, I think Brent may have put out something last year, if I'm not mistaken. In fact, I'm almost 100% sure he put out an album last year. But he's definitely a dope artist. And yeah, we might have to like maybe do a throwback episode or maybe along with that Scissor album we were talking about reviewing, maybe we go back and do both of those or something. But next, we got if I'm butchering this, forgive me. I'm assuming this is Amore with CoStar. This is interesting, man. I don't dislike it, but it is interesting. That's really about all I can say on this one. I don't think it's bad, but it's not like, oh my God. I might have to listen to it again to get more of a feeling. But I didn't think it was bad. I think it's cool.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I like the concept of it. You know, I'm not as familiar with her music, but yeah, I mean, it definitely piqued my curiosity to want to hear some more stuff from her. So, you know, like I say, this is my introduction to her, so I definitely need to kind of go down a rabbit hole and see what else she has, but it's not bad.
I think that's great phrasing, pique your interest. That's exactly what this track I think would do for someone who's not familiar with her music. It would definitely make you want to check out more. So if
Yeah.
you're not familiar with her, that's AMAARAE, CoStar. Check it out.
Definitely.
Next we have Burner with Player. I'll let you start.
This is a Tony Yayo sample. I love it. I like this track. I thought it was really dope.
Yeah, I thought it was well done. Like you said, the Tony Yayo, what's that? I Know You Don't
No
Love
love
Me
me.
sample, I think.
Yep.
Yeah, and I thought he did a good job rapping. So yeah, it was a good track.
Yeah, I agree.
Next, we have DC the Don with The New You. I wasn't really feeling this one.
Okay. Believe it or not, I like this track. I like this. I don't know. I just thought it was pretty interesting. I liked it.
Okay. Next we have Tyga with Day One. This is all right. He had like maybe one or two bars in there that kind of like, made me laugh, but overall it's just all right to me.
Yeah, I mean, I put creative. I mean, because I don't know, I've never really heard him kind of do something like this before. So it's a little different for him. I guess I give him a thumbs up for just at least attempting something different.
I can feel it. Next, we have Machine Gun Kelly with the Renegade Freestyle. Now, this made some waves on social media, YouTube as well, because he had some lines about Jack Harlow in reference to Jack's statement about being the hardest white rapper since Eminem. So, yeah, go check that out if you haven't heard it. Personally, I thought he did some good rapping. He had some good bars and some metaphors in there. I thought it was solid.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I like that Kalayukis line. I thought that was dope. But yeah, I thought it was pretty good. Me and you had a discussion about his statement and seeing what Jack is gonna do, if Jack Harlow is gonna respond or not. But yeah, I mean, if Jack decided to, it might be an interesting exchange, maybe.
I think it will be interesting. We'll see if Jack does respond. I'm more interested to see if he responds. But I definitely think the exchange would be interesting if it happens. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Next, Aaron May featuring Yogic with Still Humble. This is fire. I like Aaron May. We covered him last week with the song With the Seasons. He's rapping on this one, or at least more in the rapping bag than so the last song. I like it. I think it's fire.
I agree 100%. Fire track.
Next, we have Coco Jones with Double Back. Now, Coco is on Bel-Air, which is the reboot of the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air show on Peacock. She plays Hillary on the show. She's also a singer as well, so singer slash actress. Shout out to her on that.
Okay.
Her album dropped last year, but she dropped the visual for Double Back this week, so that's why we ended up covering it. I like it, man. It's got the SWV Rain sample. That's dope. I like her vocals. I think she's a great singer, really very underrated as a singer. And I think she's a good actress as well. So I got nothing negative to say. I think it's fire.
How's that show? I haven't seen one episode of that yet, the reboot of Fresh Prince.
I like it.
Like,
I like it.
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I thought the track was nicely done. I like the video as well.
For sure, for sure. Next, we have Tony Snow with If It Wasn't For Me. I'll let you start.
I thought it was cool. Not great, but I thought it was pretty cool, though.
Yeah, this is the second time we've covered him. The first time was on 100 or None. He was featured on the Kenny Mason track, 100 or None. So
okay,
this second time hearing him on the pod, first solo track though. Mm-hmm. And I'm right there with you. I think it was okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Next, PGF Nook with Instakill. By the title, you can kind of get a gist of what this song is going to be about. Some subject matter wise, you know, obviously it didn't do very much for me. I think it's all right.
Yeah, I agree. It's okay.
Next, we have Day Money, Lucky, Money Music, V's, and Babyface Ray. Who is that? I'll let you start.
It's borderline. I mean, it's kind of knocking a little bit, you know. But you know, it's not. Oh, it's the hottest track in the world, but it's not bad though. It's not bad.
I agree. They're kind of similar to what I said about the T Grizzly and the Skilla Baby song and the other one. There are elements of this song that I think are dope.
Yeah.
Overall, I think the track is cool, but there are definitely some dope elements about this song.
Yeah. I agree. Hey, you said it perfectly. Yeah.
Next, we have Camo featuring Lil Yachty with You. I'll let you start.
I'm not really feeling this one.
I'm right there with you, bro. Yeah, I wasn't really feeling it neither. I don't know if it was Yachty singing on this or what, but I just, yeah, it didn't do it for me.
Right. Yeah, you're right. Maybe it was Yachty because I thought the other dude was all right. You know, he didn't sound that bad on it, but maybe it was like the way Yachty kind of did that one. I wasn't feeling it.
Yeah, I think it may have been that hook. Just like maybe some of the execution on that hook. Right. But I agree. I didn't think Camo was that bad. I thought he was all right.
Yeah.
But yeah. Next, Jordan Lucas with What's That? This is good, I'm really interested to see what Joyner's gonna do with this next project because, you know, he's gone back to doing things like the Devil's Work tracks and, things that he's kind of done in his past. So I'm really interested to see exactly what this project's gonna sound like. But I think this is good.
Yeah, I kind of like it. I like his changes on it, and he's kind of, rapping one way on one part and then switching on the next part and stuff. But yeah, I thought it was pretty cool though. Maybe Devil's Work is a lot better, but it's still a dope track in my opinion.
Yeah, for sure. Next, Will I Am featuring Lil Wayne with The Formula. I'll let you start.
I can't lie. I thought this was pretty hard, man. I mean, for a second, I was like, okay, what are they doing? But then when Wayne got on there, and it's funny, you know, we was talking about IDK's album kind of having the race, NASCAR kind of theme to it. And this whole video right here, Will I Am, it's like definitely, NASCAR driven. But Wayne snapped on here, man. And I like Will I Am's third verse a lot. So, yeah, overall, I thought they executed pretty well. Maybe it's like a EPM kind of dance track or whatever, but it worked though.
Yeah, agreed. It definitely, like you said, kind of gives more of an EPM or a house type of vibe, something in that kind of range. But I was surprisingly like this more than I really thought I would when the track first started, and I kind of heard the production and the hook. I ended up by the end of the song liking this a lot more than I thought I would.
Yeah, the same thing happened to me, man. At first, I was like, and then when Wayne kind of snapped, and Will I Am, like, he's snapping that third verse. So it was fire.
Yeah, for sure. Next, we got Russ with Fire. Man, I like Russ, bro, but this might be my least favorite Russ song that I've heard to date. It's just odd to me.
Okay. That was interesting, you know, I know he puts out a lot of music. Kind of like it a little bit. It's not bad. I mean, but I've definitely heard a lot better from him, but you know, I kind of vibe with it just a little bit.
I can feel it. Next, we got Designer with Timmy Turner too. This is kind of dope to me. I actually kind of like this. I thought the production was dope. I thought the way he rapped and some of the stuff he was talking about was dope.
Yeah.
So yeah, I enjoyed this.
This is fire, man. This is fire. You know, I know he's got some stuff going on with him right now that he made headlines for, but this song it's incredible. I liked it.
I agree, man. I think it's dope too.
Yeah.
Next, we have Lil Uzi Vert and Snow Strippers with It's a Dream. It's all right.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I won't even comment. It's okay. Yeah.
Yeah, that's about what I got on that one.
Yeah.
Next, we got Shaq Diesel featuring Black Way and Coco with King Talk. Let me just go ahead and get this out of the way. Shaq snapped. Shaq went crazy.
Yeah.
Like, that was fire. And it was dope to see Shaq rap on, like, I guess what we would consider a new age style beat. And he showed he still got bars. Like, Shaq rapped his tail off. I thought it was fire.
I agree. I liked it. I thought the concept of it was dope. The hook was really good. Nice bars, and the beat was dope. Nice track.
I thought the features did well as well too. So yeah,
absolutely. Good track. Yep.
Next, we have Smiley with Eternals. I'll let you start.
Yeah, it's okay.
I agree. Cosign 100%. It's okay. And lastly for the week, we have Bailey Zimmerman, Dermont Kennedy, and NBA Youngboy with Won't Back Down. I thought Youngboy's verse on this was actually good. Probably one of the better Youngboy verses I've heard. Obviously, it kind of, with the singers on it, it kind of puts you in one mood in the beginning of the song, and then Youngboy comes on and kind of switches the mood. But overall, I thought it was well executed. So I think this was pretty good.
Yeah, off the upcoming Fast and Furious movie soundtrack. Yeah, I agree with you 100%. This may be like one of the better NBA Youngboy verses I've heard, man. I like what he did on it, and I thought the track was pretty cool. I'm sure, you know, just listening to it here, but maybe the vision will come to life. At what point in the movie, if they show it, maybe at the end or beginning or something like that. But yeah, it's definitely a cool song.
For sure, man.
Yeah, man. Some good singles this week, man. But yeah, I was very surprised about that Designer track. Like, man, he got one. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's fire. Yeah, that Designer was dope. I really enjoyed the Coco Jones track. Aaron May. Yep. Who else?
Brent.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely Brent Fires. I like Brent though, and we really need to cover a Brent project. So we'll figure we'll work that out some way in the future. Yeah. But yeah, I wasn't surprised to like either of the Brent tracks. Roddy Ricch on that Gucci Man track. Pissy. Wow. Yeah, Roddy Ricch went crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely got to shout him out. That Armani White was fire. Fireboy DML. A lot of good stuff this week, man.
Absolutely. Yeah, man. You know, we're in May. So, you know, I know we're getting to that kind of midway point where, you know, a lot of summer projects are going to come out. And, you know, I'm looking forward to see, you know, Cordae, maybe Cole. I'm hearing, you know, a couple rumblings, you know, Marshall may drop something this year. So yeah, you know, I'm looking forward to see what the summer is gonna, you know, what summer projects are coming out.
Yeah, for sure. I know Deontay Hitchcock will be dropping within the next week or so, so we'll definitely be covering that soon, as well as Kane's project. I think that drops in the next week or two, so we'll definitely cover that. Angie Stone's coming, and there's been a lot of talk about LL Cool J's project as well recently, so I wouldn't be surprised if we don't get that, before the summer's over. So yeah, it's gonna be a lot of stuff dropping, and some more stuff on the R&B tip as well. But we're gonna, as always, keep you informed, and we'll be busy, but we love what we do. So
Yeah, man, I got to tap in with L on his Instagram last week. It was dope, man. I got to talk to him for about 2 minutes to talk to him about the upcoming album. It's totally produced by Q-Tip, so I look forward to that. He's going back out on tour called the Force Tour. Also, they got the Rock the Bells Festival coming up. And he was kind of asking fans too their opinions when he comes to those cities. Who would he like to, maybe see him, see co-line the show with him? So I mentioned I live in Alabama, and when he comes to Atlanta, I thought him and Jeezy would be a dope show, and he seemed to like that particular idea. So let's see if that comes to life or not. But yeah, LL, I look forward to that project, man. He's talked about here Nas supposed to be on it. Eminem, Sweetie, a couple other people. So I'll look forward to seeing what L's gonna do, man.
yeah, that should be interesting, man. I'm looking forward to it too.
Yeah, Mike, give everybody your social media, man.
Yes, sir. That's M1C underscore CH3CK on Instagram.
All right, you can find me on Instagram as well at Terrence Hill the Great. Facebook at Terrence Hill, and on YouTube, Terrence Hill Music and In the Hills. We appreciate you guys for checking out this week's episode. You can definitely also listen to this on Spotify or Apple Podcasts as well. Share, comment, hit that notification bell. All right, we appreciate you guys for tuning in. We'll see you on the very next episode. Take care.